In Albany, lawmakers cannot agree on ethics reform. Governor Patterson vetoed the legislature's bill last night, and it's unclear if the legislature will try to override that veto. Karen DeWitt has more.
Patterson vetoed the legislature's package of ethics reforms, saying it does not go far enough in addressing the corrosive effects of outside influence and internal decay that he says plagues what he refers to as Planet Albany. Earlier in the day, the governor spoke of his concerns about the bills.
I think we can do better. I think that the people of the state of New York have made it clear that they expect more of us, that we should not be passing legislation in a reaction to a political situation.
A number of government reform groups panned the governor's veto as an obstacle to reform, including Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The governor's being an obstacle. He's chosen not to participate in the legislative process.
NYPERG and others, including Citizens Union, say the governor should have signed the bills and then should have worked with the legislature to get the rest of his reform agenda passed, including his proposals for public financing of campaigns and term limits, says Horner.
The governor's approach is it's my way or the highway. You have to do everything, including term limits, or nothing gets done. Under that scenario, nothing gets done.
Patterson waited until lawmakers had adjourned for the week before announcing his veto, perhaps wary that legislators might attempt an immediate override. The bills, which strengthen the Legislative Ethics Commission, create a new watchdog panel for the executive branch, and require greater disclosure of lawmakers' outside income, passed nearly unanimously in each House. Senate Democratic leader John Sampson said in a statement that he would schedule an override vote. But Senate Democrats don't have enough votes for the required two-thirds majority required in an override. They have just 32 votes. And the leader of the chamber's 30 Republicans, Senator Dean Skelos, says his members might not participate in an override attempt.
As of right now, I don't believe it's something that should be overridden. I think there are many more discussions that could be held to improve the bill.
During debate, GOP senators had expressed concerns about some of the bill's specific provisions and said they might have unintended consequences. Barbara Bartoletti is with the League of Women Voters, one of the groups urging the legislature to override the veto. She says the governor's veto has given lawmakers who are happy with the status quo an excuse not to act.
His stance is certainly going to give cover to any recalcitrant legislator who thinks he can now hide behind the governor and actually slow down ethics.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver issued a statement saying he was greatly disappointed with the governor's veto, but did not indicate whether an override vote would take place in his house. Just one government reform group says the governor did the right thing by vetoing the ethics legislation. Common Cause says the current ethics crisis demands bold action, not small steps. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.